Everyone was just walking backwards into the room. So we're just like joining the dance. I can do that. And there. My eyes are closing. Yeah. Let your eyes close. It's a closet. It's a rehab. It's a homeless shelter. Okay, but everyone, just keep moving backwards. That's it, yeah, it feels good. Let your eyes close.
a good love child. If she can find a reason to forgive, then I can find a reason to live. I used to be on an endless thrill, believing miracles, cause I won. I've been blessed with the power to survive. After all these years, I'm still alive. Oh, I believe in miracles. I believe in a better world for me and you. Oh, I believe in miracles. Yeah, I believe in a better world for me and you.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's Tuesday, our favorite day of the week. That's right, we're getting our paranormal fix. We're getting it here with your favorite psychic medium, me. Oh, Lord. Oh, what a world. I am so excited for today's show because you know how I was like, yo, spirit was good. I haven't seen y'all in my dreams. Like, what's good? Why are y'all in here? Y'all show up, come through. And guess who comes through? The Ramones. And luckily for me, they're all deceased. I know that sounds dark, but you know what I mean. They're all here, all of the members. Which was interesting because Tommy Ramone actually passed on 2014, July 11th, which is July 11th is right around the corner. And like I said, they usually pop up around the date of their birth or passing date to confirm that it's them. And I was like, I know, of course. So I looked it up. I like having music in my dreams. I like dreaming about music. I like dreaming about the radio. I like when spirit comes in my dreams and just tells me amazing things. So, yeah, it's good. It's good. It is magical hair. with the Ramones, what's interesting about the Ramones is that they're famously known for their signature, you know, original sound, which is actually a punk version of basically the Beach Boys. So the fact that they got a lot of their inspiration from the Beach Boys and just turned it punk is why, of course, I love them. But I mean, they sound great. I love working out to them. I love doing martial arts to the Ramones. I feel like the Ramones are the best music to do martial arts to. They're so much fun. They just represent, and they're that epitome of fun, but old school punk, but just that raw funness. And I really think the Ramones really stands for what I love about punk music. And yeah, they happen to be one of my favorites. They're one of my favorites in the category. Just everything about them, everything about just the way that how they just energize you, the way that the Ramones are able to just energize you instantly, I appreciate so much. They just get you going. Like, immediately when you hear them, you just start bouncing up and down. But it's like that high frequency of goodness. And it's like, it's very, I love the innocence. I love the 50s, that the energy that they bring to the punk and the surf and how they really, really just embody that and created their own realm within the punk genre of this punk surf, Beach Boys, you know, just amazing rock and roll. And I'm so excited. I'm so pumped to be able to play them and play the music today. And of course I'm going to put in some Beach Boys. Of course we're going to do that. We're going to mix in some Beach Boys with it, so you guys know the roots and where it came from. You know, of course we're doing all that. Of course today is Tuesdays. Tuesdays are for dreaming, as I like to say. We have radio and I got MMA after this over at Watch City MMA. So yeah, it's a fun time. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. So anyways, we are connecting with this, connecting with love, connecting with magic, and raising the vibration very, very high as possible. And what a way to do it with What a way to do this with the Ramones and the Beach Boys. I'm very lucky, very excited. I know they're just going to raise the vibration and the spirit, the Ramones, all their spirit. Oh my goodness. I gotta get a Ramones t-shirt. I've had about three, and that's what happens. I have about three that I've worn out, completely have demolished all my Ramones shirts because I've worn them out so much. Such a good vibration. Anyways, let's get on with the music. I want to talk all about this, but we're going to see more of what spirit brings in through this 2 hours. Very grateful. Loving the summer energy here on WMFO. Loving the vibes on the radio. I couldn't ask for anything more. Thank you. I'm so grateful. So let's get into it. Let's get into some more music. Here is Creep Knot.
Gonna go for a whirl.
I wish they all could be California. Rock, rock. So Mike Love actually opened up with Rockaway Beach at his show in Medford, which was amazing that he did that and how much the Beach Boys appreciate the Ramones. And I love that he did that. It was such a great show. So coming up now, we got some California girls from the Beach Boys. Yeah, that's right. Stay tuned because we're doing the mix up of the Ramones and some Beach Boys. But I'm loving the Ramones right now. I'm up and up dancing. It's been a while since I just got up and danced in the studio, you know. So, we gotta love it. Love you!
Thank you. Outer space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance, 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 got a beat really hard. Dance, 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 right there in the sky. Dance, 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 got a beat really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
When I feel put down, I try to shake it off with. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick. Teacher, we're serving USA.
Hang your knees and walk
inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside, USA.
All over La Jolla,
inside, outside, USA.
At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's conserving,
serving USA.
We'll be right back.
USA.
Everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Everybody's gone
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone
surfing USA.
Yeah. Stop the John Beast.
We are here and we are clear right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Ooh, we have some Beach Boys and the Ramones playlist going here, going on. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. So, yep. You know, talking about spirit in our dreams and being able to access spirit in our dreams. Like, you see how easy that was? I was like, spirit, come through. I straight up told them, come through. I have not seen you in my dreams in a while. And a lot of times I'm just like, I don't like to force it. You know, if you come into my dreams, you come in my dreams. You know, it is what it is. I don't like to, you know, try to make it, if you're not coming through, like, force spirit to, like, give me messages. But the reality was like, yo, I'm missing you guys. I'm missing you guys so much coming in my dreams. I love dreaming about you guys. I don't like dreaming about other things that have nothing to do with me. I get a lot of those dreams. So it was good to be able to say, guys, I miss you. Like, you know, and when I say guys, I mean spirit world. Anyone in the spirit world who wants to talk, who adores me, or, you know, because that is the reality. When we talk to spirit and we talk to our loved ones and we're talking to them, they adore you. There's already an adoration and love that is installed in them. So I want everyone to understand and know that anytime you're talking to spirit and you're calling on them, you're never bothering them. It's never like this strain or, you know, this thing where they're just like, oh, what does this person want now? Because we can have that experience in this life, can't we? We can have that experience, and that keeps us sometimes from reaching out to spirit because we've learned how to not reach out in the 3D. We've learned how to not reach out for help, and how, you know, just talking about it, isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy how we as humans, a lot of times when we reach out for help, there's this kind of like kick in the face or smack in the face we've experienced. But I'd also say, do not let it hinder you from actually reaching out for help anyways in the real world in the 3D. Use your discernment. Ask spirit, who should you go to? Who should you connect with? Who can you trust? And those magical notions and those connections with understanding God and those understanding with spirit and how they are here to help, it guides you to that. Use spirit and also use people, not use people, but, you know, be able to communicate with people here on the earth plane. And that's the balance. It's not about just eliminating spirit, human connection and human interaction because you've had such negative experiences. It's about finding those positive experiences. It's about finding that love. It's about finding the frequency that matches. And a lot of times when we have negative experiences, our brain likes to compartmentalize and label these things as, oh, that was bad. They're bad. I'm bad, bad, bad. Instead of saying, oh, well, you know what? This wasn't a frequency match. A dispute happened, an argument happened, a disagreement, and those things will happen when things are not aligned. Fighting with people and playing a game, a tug of war, and making things feel like they're forced, that is a sign that something's not aligned. It doesn't necessarily mean that, well, that person's doing something wrong. I mean, they potentially could be doing something very wrong. I mean, we're not going to pretend like that's not happening and pretend like people aren't doing bad things. But we have to also remember that we are mirrors. We are a projection. Everything that we attract in this world, everyone in front of us, everyone we work with, everyone that we're interacting with is a projection of a piece of us. And the things that we love about those people too are projections and pieces of us. So the things that we love about other people, the things that we admire and or even fall in love with, or, you know, whatever it is that we feel towards another person, whether it is admiration, whether it is inspiration, whatever that is an extension of ourselves. Those are the parts of ourselves that we really, really like. And we're seeing that in another human. We're seeing that as an extension of us. But we're also understanding, and we have to realize that person is us. I know it's so hard to, sometimes it's hard to accept that. It's hard to accept that statement, that it's hard to really capture that and understand that everyone in this world, they're us. They are us. They're you. It's a one energy. But guess what? We all get to have this fun space and be projections of that one energy. So it's very beautiful. It's a very, very beautiful life. And, you know, the same thing with the bad that you see in others, or how they mistreated you, or how they did you wrong. Unfortunately, those are the extensions of ourselves, that those are our shadow selves. But what is the point of that is to help you to come to a crossroad and to decide, do I want to continue meeting these types of people? Do I want to continue to have these interactions? Do I want to continue this lesson? And you very well may continue that if you have not learned what you needed to learn from that person that is an extension of you within yourself. So if we're not doing inner work, these people are here to show us how to do inner work. So this is what this is about when we have these negative experiences. And sometimes it does take a couple of times. It takes a couple of lessons. It takes different people with the same lesson to come in until we learn. And, you know, sometimes that's just how it is, until we're ready, because we have free will, as I like to say. But I love how Spirit just comes in and says, this is what I need to say right now. This is what we need to channel. This is what we need to do. And I love it, and I accept it. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this music. Thank you for everything. The gratitude is high. It has always been high. And we're here and we're alive. Love you. Love you. Why did I just do that? I don't know. Anyways, let's continue with this magicaler. It's getting magicaler. Magical. Magical. All right. I love you so much. Mwah. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch, Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, I'm the Boss Medium. Stay tuned at 6 p.m. We are doing our guided meditation. All is love.
We'll be right back. Banana or red for Havana.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, your favorite psychic medium. And we have come to this time where it is time for our guided meditation to get nice and cozy on this beautiful rainy day. Don't you just love rainy days? Don't you just love how everything just, it just slows down. Everything is just slowing down. Everything is just beautiful. Everything is just connected in its highest good and its highest order. And we are just completely in the magic of the now, in the magic of spirit, in the magic of everything that is good and real, everything that is playful and joyful right here in this moment. Washing and cleansing all things that do not serve us. Washing and cleansing all things as we come to this time right now, as we come to this place, as we come to this connection with our roots firmly planting down. Our roots are firmly connecting to the ground root chakra. All the love of spirit is here with us. All the love of spirit is here with us, surrounding us with good. Amen. Amen. Right now we're feeling the love of spirit. Right now we're feeling the love of spirit. We are calm and happy. We're calm and happy. Happiness and calmness meets us right here in our world. In this light of good. We are loving life so much to our core, to the absolute connection to our nature. We are absolutely loving life right now. We invite infinite spirit to come in and to adjust our being, to align us with everything spirit has. Align us. Trusted in the magnitude of light. Whatever healing that you have needed throughout your day, throughout your life, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the years, wherever it is that you need right now is a time we can relax and let spirit take the wheel. We can relax and let the angels play and let us be magical. Now is the time to let the love in of spirit. Letting God in. Letting bring joy in. Letting magic in. Right here, we know who we are. We know exactly who we are. We remember who we are as we come into this space of deep meditation and deep healing and deep channeling. We remember who we are. We remember that light that never goes out. We remember the kindness and the mercy and the love that is within us. The kindness and the mercy and the love that is within us, that has always been with us. Life is good. Life is really, really good. Can you feel that? Allowing ourselves to catch images and glimpses of a divine, beautiful future. Helping us to release any turmoil or fear. Letting our light grow and glow. Feel that. Feeling loved. Feeling worthy of love. Because in this moment, when we truly feel worthy of love, that is the moment we truly attract and manifest what it is that we want. We truly attract and manifest what it is that is in our highest calling and what we aspire to truly, truly be. Life is good. Playfulness is here with us. Playfulness and joy and love and connection. Beauty and wholeness is all here with us. We are surrounded by so much love and light. So much light. Feel the joy, feeling the joy, feeling the absolute truth that is within us, that emerges in this place of peace, and it emerges in this place of self-love. That is when the absolute truth comes to the surface, and we can communicate that whichever way, through any type of senses, we can communicate our truth.